Greetings, friends, greetings, and greetings to you, Rosemary.
And greetings to you, Bing.
Now, about the opening, the beginning. Who takes off first here in this delightful chore for Fells and Company and General Electric Light Bulb?
Why don't you sing us a song, Bing?
Think I can get away with it, huh?
Oh, sure. You're practically elected by popular acclaim.
Oh, popular.
To talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, and it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Horner, homesteading in a corner, don't go nowhere, but I don't care. Your kisses are worth waiting for, and I wouldn't con you. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. Bring the body home at 8, get Clooney on the radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the Amen Corner, I don't go nowhere, I don't care. Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
You know, Rosie, since our sponsor, the Fells folks, make cleaning products, why don't you bring me up to date on clothes washing, huh?
Why, sure, Mr. B. Shoot.
Well, first, what determines a good washing job?
Well, I'm no expert, but I do know that you judge a laundry by a rule of three. Is it clean? Is it fresh? Is it soft?
And our product, Instant Fells Naphtha, does the job.
Better than any. Other washing products do a good job, too, of course, but Instant Fells Naphtha does the complete job.
Instant Fells Naphtha has everything you need all in one package.
And Instant Fells Naphtha leaves your laundry smelling fresh and clean and feeling fresh and soft.
And then they mean it when they say all you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fells Naphtha.
How about jotting down Instant Fells Naphtha on your grocery list right now?
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products. Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry.
And for dishes, get Gentle Fells, the only dishwashing detergent with lanolin D. Gentle Fells, F-E-L-S, Fells.
And now, my dear Rosemary, could you favor us with one of your good ones?
June and July go by.
heart sings ting-a-ling-a-ling. Something wonderful happens in summer, and it happens to only a few. But when it does, you'll feel wonderful. It happens.
I really enjoyed that, Rosie.
You know, I was thinking the other day, very funny, how action on book sales increases with the quirk of fate, something that causes a little publicity, something that calls national or international attention to the volume. Lots of very good books, you know, have never made it. And just for the simple reason, too, that there's no excitement, no glamour, no romance connected with the book. I guess you've got to have a gimmick, some sort of a gimmick. And apparently the best gimmick of all is romance. I give you a current great example in telling you what's happening to a book by Anthony Armstrong Jones, you know, the chap who's soon to marry Princess Margaret. Well, Armstrong Jones, as you know, is a photographer, and some time back he did a book of pictures entitled London. The book originally sold for about $4.20, but it didn't sell many. Up to just recently, plenty of copies of London by Armstrong Jones were kicking around the bargain shelves for half price. And they were just kicking around, too, laying on the stands. But let me tell you something. The minute that Tony became engaged to the princess, ha-va-voom, up goes his book. Everybody wants it. No way to stop his book of photographs from becoming a historical document now. So there you are, a gimmick, you see. You've got to have a gimmick or a princess or some spectacular connection. Then your book is in clover, and so are you. Well, so much then for some unsolicited points of view on the book business. Actually, my racket is the song business.
Rosie, I figure we'd better get to the singing, huh?
Oh, sure thing.
Why don't we use to this song now? It's, They can't take that away from me. How about that?
I'm right with you.
The way you wear your hat,
the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that.
No, no, they can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beams.
A grinny one, ain't it?
The way you sing off key.
For me? Not constantly. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife,
the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away.
Take that away from me.
fun, Bing.
Yes, wasn't it jolly, Rosie? You know, back at dear old Gonzaga, we had a word for things that came off nicely. Neat.
But not gaudy.
Oh, no, no, no. Never gaudy, especially nowadays when everything's simple and functional and compact.
Like the new compact cars.
Yeah, and like the new General Electric 100-watt bulb.
Oh, that's right. It is a compact bulb, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure is. Small as a 60-watt, more than twice as bright.
And fits in lamps and fixtures where 100-watt bulbs never squeezed in before.
Indisputably. Now, let's see. How can we describe the exclusive features of this new compact GE 100-watt bulb? You know, the way they talk about the compact cars.
Well, we could say smaller on the outside, brighter on the inside.
True, we could say that, and we could say it displaces less air than big, clumsy, old 100-watt bulbs. Leaves you with more air to breathe.
And room for at least two extra fingers between the bulb and shade when you screw it in the socket.
Yeah, and they're lighter, and they're easier to carry home. Gee, you can tote 2 4-packs where you could only lug one before, and you keep more spares on hand, too, to discourage bulb snatchers.
Oops, we almost forgot the best part. They come in beautiful new GE soft white. Just as white as...
As a sheet?
Well...
As the driven snow?
I'll settle for the driven snow, Bing. Though I don't know why it always has to be driven.
Well, new fallen snow then, Rosie. The point is, you light up with these new GE soft white bulbs, girls, and they make harsh shadows melt away. And crow's feet, too, although I really wouldn't know about that. But I would know. You be sure you get GE. If your dealer has run short... Well, they're well worth waiting for.
That was great, Buddy and Boys. Really excellent. What's the good word, Rosie?
Well, Ken, the good word is a very happy tune about a very happy twosome called Just You, Just Me.
Well, then just you sing it.
That's just what I intend to do. Just you stand by, won't you?
Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are your arms for? Use your imagination. Just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful, lovable you.
Oh, that was just dandy, Rosemary. I like that one very much.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you indeed.
Now, I suppose Bing really should move in here, shouldn't he?
A very logical suggestion, Ken.
Bing, would you contribute a song to the proceedings?
Oh, of course I will, Ken. I'm glad to do it anytime. A musical memorandum now, folks. A suggestion for the weekend.
I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. The feeling that I get is heavenly. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday, for it's the day that brings you close to me. We walk hand in hand, proud that we can share that certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday, when I'm on my way to church with you. Feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday, when I'm on my way to church with you.
Rosie and I are going to stroll along now, folks.
But we'll return Monday, same time, same station.
Have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again on Monday, won't you?